Ukrainians, Identity and Dignity podcast is on the air. Within the last few days, the world has unveiled Ukrainians as a nation of courageous and indomitable people who relentlessly struggle for their freedom. We showed our enemy what they should expect if they jeopardize our dignity. A core value of Ukrainians. A lot of people worldwide now follow the news from Ukrainian hotspots, but we believe that without understanding our identity and the circumstances that formed us, the world won't be able to understand us enough, which will limit the prospects of support and cooperation. So, what makes us who we are? What is the bottom line of the Ukrainian people's dignity? In this podcast, we will tell you about the milestones which form our identity and make us a part of the European community. Today's the first episode about Crimea is on the air. Let's talk about its culture and the history that is unfortunately saturated with Russian expansion. Limpid breath of fresh air, crystal clear blue waters of the Black Sea, always sparkling and reviving any hardship. A welcoming climate that urges to plunge into the effulgent sea. The crossroad of Greeks, Romans, Goths, Byzantines. One of the centerpieces of the eventful epoch of Kievan Rus. Land of Islamic fortresses, dazzling nature. The Crimean Peninsula. The land that breathes freedom. And today's story is about the freedom and dignity of Crimea and its indigenous Crimean Tatars. If you want to understand the history of the occupation of Crimea, you need to comprehend its historical background. Let's start with 1783, when Crimea became part of the Russian Empire. Russia argues the occupation of the Crimean Peninsula in 2014 was a return of their age-old lands, always creating a field of manipulation. According to the historical evidence, Moscow forcibly took away Crimea in 1783, as it did in 1918. So Crimea has never been a part of Russian historical heritage. Moscow only implemented its bellicose politics. Russia wasn't evasive from some severe crimes against humanity. It annexed the Crimea Peninsula, eliminated Crimean Tatars, induced long-lasting deportations, and made Crimea starve. In short, exerted an inhuman attitude to Crimean Tatars. Crimean Tatars wanted to get their autonomy after the collapse of the Russian Empire. So Crimean People's Republic was solemnly pronounced, its government was formed, its constitution and national symbols were approved on Crimean Tatars National Assembly in 1917. The Central Council of Ukraine, the Ukrainian parliament, seeking to create Ukrainian statehood was the first institution that saluted Crimean People's Republic. However, the Bolsheviks annexed Crimea in January 1918. Nomanchi Libichihan, the leader of Crimea Tatar movement on that time, recites,
"We must be interested in how favorable autonomic ruling in Ukraine would be as a matter of course. Our committee found this choice as a palatable one. However, we demanded Ukrainian Central Council to clear whether the Crimean Peninsula is a part of their territorial autonomy. Therefore, we sent our delegates to Kyiv to salute Ukraine and to ask their authorities to salute us in return. And though Ukrainian felicitation, we congratulate you since we see a lively workforce in Crimea was not enough, we were content with it. Afterwards, our relations with the Ukrainian Central Council were warmer."
That's how the story of the Crimean People's Republic was ended. It was a short but brilliant flash of liberty of the state formation of the Crimean people in the 20th century. That unique creation wasn't based on the total conquering of lands, but on the consciousness of citizens and the national idea. A democratic Muslim state where women had equal rights with men, including the right to vote, where ideas of the Enlightenment and peaceful coexistence between Muslims and Christians were dominant. But the time went on. Ukrainian territory was liberated from the Bolsheviks' impact. Hetman Pavlo Skoropadsky, the then state leader, established the Ukrainian state and revived the spirit of the Cossack state. He deemed merging Crimea with Ukraine was a necessary step, and once said,
"Ukraine cannot exist without Crimea. It was as if the torso was without legs."
As a result of the power change in Ukraine, prolific progress was lost. But such historical context exhibits, Crimea chose to go with Ukraine in the same way even a century ago. After Soviet power was entrenched on the territory of the Crimean Peninsula, the new authorities started to destroy Crimean Tatars nation. As a result of Holodomor, a man-made famine leading to the genocide of Ukrainians, 70,000 Crimean Tatars died. Then, in the times of World War II, Crimean Tatars were accused of cooperation with the Nazis, and so as collaborators had to forcibly move out of the peninsula by order of Stalin. Eyewitness Rasim Yunusov remembers that time.
"We wound up near the echelon standing in the field. Then they attempted to cram a load of people inside the cattle wagon. It blazed with stink. It was hard to breathe because of that evil-smelling carriage and the number of people squeezed in. People were half-sitting when trying to take a nap on burr benches. No one could even lie down. There was no toilet within the carriage. At times, we fetched water when we had enough time. The people died as we moved farther. We kids were told not to look at the poor deceased."
The Soviet power carried out the deportation of about 423,000 Crimean Tatars in May 1944. From 20 to 46% of deportees died from hunger, exhaustion, and diseases for the first 3 years after deportation. So the Bolsheviks destroyed nations that expressed their identity and strived to live in equality and democracy. Instead, 51,000 people, mostly Russians, were resettled in Crimea to create a new model of Crimeans. They received empty Crimean Tatar settlements for living. The Crimean Tatars could return to their homeland only in 1989, when the USSR was crumbling before the eyes. The most important date which is worth remembering is the transfer of Crimea from the Russian Soviet Republic to the Ukrainian Soviet Republic in 1954. This date has the most myths in the Russian propaganda. First, Crimea was transferred to Ukraine officially with all documents and adopted laws that confirm it. But Russian propaganda suggests the transfer of Crimea was illegal. Second, the reason for this decision was accepted because Crimea connected with Ukraine territorially, economically, and resourcefully. This decision wasn't a gift from ex-leader of USSR Khrushchev to Ukraine. Ukraine received Crimea destroyed by World War II deportations and mismanagement. It was devastated and depleted of once rich natural resources. And no one couldn't efficiently solve the main issue of the Crimean Peninsula – lack of water. But Ukraine attempted to do it by building North Crimean Canal in 1961-1971 and so found a key to the puzzle. This canal supplied water to Crimea from Ukrainian reservoirs. It let people develop agriculture. Also, Ukraine provided housing, educational institutions, reservoirs, ports, children and sports camps, hotels, theaters, bus stations and medical institutions that were built on the Crimean Peninsula. What could distinguish Crimean Tatars as the indigenous people of the Crimea? Let's see. Crimea is not only about plain territory. This is also about people with an abundant identity who inhabit and develop Crimea with all their hearts. Crimean Tatars are indigenous people of Crimea and belong to a Turkic ethnic group. Crimean Tatars, just like Ukrainians, were neglected during the Russian reign. Russian propaganda in the USSR denied the existence of Crimean Tatars. After the deportation in 1944, Crimean Tatars disappeared from Soviet historiography for 50 years. Moreover, in everyday life there was severe censorship of historical memory. Soviet authorities forbade Crimean Tatars to sing songs that mentioned the sea because it could make them want to return to their homeland, to the Crimea. Yet we emphasize the distinction and uniqueness of the Crimean Tatars' identity. Crimean Tatars, mostly Muslims, belong to the Sunni branch of Islam. They have their own culture, their own cuisine, in particular the famous Crimean Chabaraks, a separate language. According to the last census conducted in Ukraine, 250,000 Crimean Tatars live in Ukraine. In the 1980s, Crimean Tatars began to return to Crimea after deportation and in 1991 established Majlis, a prototype of a government that operates in the absence of its own state. The first Majlis, led by prominent dissident and Soviet political prisoner Mustafa Jemilyev, began operating before Ukraine's independence in July 1991. In Ukraine, Crimea has the status of the Autonomous Republic with its own parliament and broad power. Now Russia has banned Majlis in Crimea and therefore their expression of freedom. Despite the judicial field, Ukraine before occupation didn't include Crimea in its mental map. According to human rights activist Tamila Tasheva, Ukraine lost Crimea throughout its independence because conditional Kyiv did not pay attention to Crimea. There was no coordinated information policy and state work with the population of Crimea. Russia instead has invested enormous resources in public associations in Crimea and propaganda through the media. Now Ukraine realized its mistake and on July 23rd of 2021, the law on the indigenous peoples of Ukraine entered into force. For the first time, such status was officially granted to Crimean Tatars, Karaites and Krimchaks as people formed in Crimea. They have the right to self-government and can be represented in the Verkhovna Rada. Ukraine is committed to protecting and developing their culture, language, and guarantees them protection from genocide. The vast majority of Crimean Tatars have an active civil position, defending the Ukrainian Crimea. It is from them today that you can often hear the phrase, Crimea is Ukraine. Among them are dissident Mustafa Jemilyev, singer Jamalla and film director Ahtem Saytablayev. Mustafa Jemilyev is a famous political and public figure in Ukraine, one of the leaders of the Crimean Tatar national movement, dissident and Soviet political prisoner, the first chairman of the first Majlis. Now illegal pro-Russian puppet government prohibited Mustafa to enter the territory of Crimea. Dissident Mustafa Jemilyev, who was imprisoned 7 times by the Soviet government, compares Soviet repression to what the Russian government is doing today in Crimea.
The Soviet government conducted searches of dissidents. I had about a dozen searches. They came and said, according to our data, you have materials at home that disgrace the Soviet state system and its political system. Please issue them voluntarily, otherwise we will have to conduct a search. Of course, it was more of a formality because even if they were given something, they still searched. Now there is no such thing. Now the house is surrounded, everyone is in masks, no one is present, no search warrant. They just break into the house, everyone on the floor. They start rummaging. They search, causing maximum material damage and degrading human dignity.
Try to pay special attention to these words of Mustafa Jemilyev and etch them on your memory.
There are many more pages of fruitful cooperation between Ukrainians and Crimean Tatars than there are pages of wars and hostilities.
Jamala is a Ukrainian singer of Crimean Tatar origin. Her family, like thousands of other Crimean Tatar families, lived in deportation to Central Asia for decades. Dedicated to the theme of the deportation of Crimean Tatars from the peninsula, the song 1944 with Jamala performed in the final of Eurovision in 2016 brought Ukraine victory in the competition. In this way, the singer talks about her home, her people. Jamala says,
Crimea is Ukraine, and I think that for me it is the motherland. This is the place where I gave birth to my first son, where I make my own music inspired by Ukrainian melodies, Crimean Tatar melodies, American sound which I listened to as a child. It's all mixed up and it's absolutely Ukrainian music made by Ukrainian musicians that has Ukrainian DNA. I have one dream that concerns us all, that Crimea was Ukraine, that I could go home with my son.
Ахтем Сейтеблаєв is one of the most successful Ukrainian actors and directors. Ахтем has been living in Kyiv for about 15 years. Prior to the Russian occupation of Crimea, he traveled to the peninsula almost every month. But it's been almost 8 years since he couldn't get there.
I have parents there. My two children, my whole family, there is my Crimea.
Нас алмасална эшмек истесин. Можизлер акында яда Эрликхан акында. Айсадында Чарече далга акында бир масал.
Even though Crimean Tatars do not stop their struggle for returning to their motherland. Today in Ukraine there are a number of public organizations that are the voice of Crimea on the mainland. They promptly inform about the situation in the occupied Crimea, record human rights violations on the peninsula, provide legal and other assistance to internally displaced persons. So the Crimea was always a tasty morsel for the Russian invader. Its Black Sea fleet with its inviolable access to the Black Sea for the geopolitical aim, conducive nature and privilege-rich resources for the economic bliss, and a part of a culture to assimilate. But the Crimea always remained strong and decent. The virtues Russia couldn't handle and wouldn't handle. You will see how the story in our times would echo in the following episode. To be continued. Glory to Ukraine!